Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Hey there, Friday edition of the Steve Jones Show, News Radio 1070 WKOK. What a gorgeous Friday. Perfect for all the high school football games across the valley tonight. Good luck to your favorite team. Sean here, and Steve will be there in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors Ford Lincoln Hyundai, North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on the strip, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. You can find us online, stevejonesshow.com. We also have a Facebook page. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Twitter handle at Steve Jones PSU. Also, you can subscribe to our Steve Jones Show podcast. Once our shows are done live on WKOK, we can drop them to your smartphone or tablet. You can subscribe on either Google Play, iTunes, Apple Podcast app, search Steve Jones Show, then you can listen to them anytime, anywhere. And we always have 3 months of shows archived on our podcast archive page at stevejonesshow.com. All right, so quite a bit to get to today, including the Urban Meyer story finally dropped on Friday night, or on a Wednesday night, following our Wednesday broadcast from Front Street Station. And a big thanks to everybody who joined us for our fall sports party. Lots of reps from our various clients that support what we do all year long here at WKOK and Sunbury Broadcasting joined us at Front Street for some excellent Penn State football conversation with Steve. So had a blast there in doing the show on a Wednesday as well. And a huge thanks to Bob Buhner and also Doug Birdsong, the voice of Bucknell football, for chiming in, joining us on the show, and all of our great sponsors. By the way, one of those great sponsors, Brewers Outlet, Beverage Supermarket, Reagan Street in Sunbury. You got to stock up because we're getting closer to the beginning of college football season, which really ramps up next week. Also next week, Penn State, Appalachian State. You going? Well, you got to get first to Brewers Outlet. And, of course, next weekend, Labor Day weekend, the long Labor Day weekend show. So you stop by Brewers Outlet, and for years and years going into Labor Day weekend, you could stop into Brewers and get what you need for Seafood Fest. So look for the order form, because it's the last few days to get your order in for seafood for your Labor Day weekend feast. And you need the beverages, too. Specials going on at Brewers Outlet now through Tuesday. Miller Lite 24-pack cans, $13.95. Zima 24-pack bottles, $19.95. And New Belgium 12-pack cans, $9.95. Excellent lineup of domestics, imports, IPAs, brewed right here in PA. Soda, water, lots of snacks, pickle bar, fresh roasted peanuts, and bags of ice right there at the door. Easy in, easy carry out, right to your car, and they'll help you when you need it too. All at Brewers Outlet on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Great to see Corey from Brewers Outlet on Wednesday during our broadcast at Front Street Station. So we mentioned Ohio State football, 3-game suspension for head coach Urban Meyer. I'll be talking with Tim May from the Columbus Dispatch, the Ohio State beat writer. We will hear from Tim later in the show. And, of course, with it being a Friday, we are long overdue to get a visit with Steve's brother, Kevin Jones. He'll call in from Connecticut at 4:35 as we head into the weekend. All right, so tonight is the start of high school football across the central Susquehanna Valley. We will have live coverage of the Shikellamy Braves and Danville Ironmen from Sunbury, 6:30 airtime. Kickoff at 7 with Kevin Hearn, the coach, Dick Hort, here on WKOK and streaming at WKOK.com. Sewens Grove and Lewisburg, they will play a regular season game against each other for the first time in about 25 years tonight. From Christie at Bucknell, you can hear the Sewens Grove call on Eagle 107 at 107.3 and Eagle107.com. Pat O'Brien, Ryan Brandt, Zach Showers will be there. They'll start coverage at 6 with game day. And you'll hear some guy on as well during game day, halftime, and running game night tonight. We'll get some guy to do the final scores tonight. Who could it be now? Also, the Lewisburg Green Dragons call will be on 100.9 The Valley tonight, 6:30 airtime, kickoff at 7 with Greg Wetzel and Justin Michaels. Other games across the Valley that we will be following tonight on our scoreboard page at WKOK.com, Bloomsburg at Southern Columbia, Line Mountain at Tamaqua, Central Mountain at Williamsport, Central Columbia at Mount Carmel. We'll also have a report on that game tonight on Eagle 107 on Sunbury Motors game night. Loyal Sock at North Schuylkill, Warrior Run at Muncie, South Williamsport at Montgomery, Hughesville at Mifflinburg, Belfont at Jersey Shore, Columbia Montour Votech at Panther Valley, Abington Heights at Berwick, Upper Dauphin at Schuylkill Valley, Mahanoy area at Tri-Valley, North Penn Mansfield at Montoursville, and Midwest will play their first ever high school football game, and they've only had like uniforms and pads for like the last 10 days, but they were able to make the vote back in January to begin a football program, able to get money from the National Football League. So Midwest will play their first ever high school football game tonight, and they will travel to Marion Catholic, and they're also going to have a little bit of history tonight. Marion Catholic will be playing the 700th game in their program history. So you got one versus 700 tonight. And also, Shamokin tonight. The Shamokin-Milton game is going to be played at Danville. Shamokin versus Milton at Danville. That is for the Shamokin Indians, the coaching debut of Henry Hynoski tonight for the Indians.
Oh, isn't that great? That's great.
Yep. Yeah, good energy finally getting around in Milton, in Shamokin, rather, for the high school football program. They've only won one game the last 2 years in a row, so... Hino is there, and they're already counting down to a Week 4 matchup when Shamokin goes to Hino's alma mater, Southern Columbia. But Milton tonight.
Don't get too emotional on expectations when that happens down the road. And he should be the first to know.
That's right.
All right, this is a special day, special time. For us, and I think for the community as well. All kidding aside, and everything we do with him is all kidding. It's just to have fun, have a few laughs, whatever, because we love him without question. He's like a brother to us. Kevin Herr yesterday celebrated his 25th year with Sunbury Broadcasting. 25 years. You know how difficult it is to be at one company for 25 years and to excel at that in every role, on air, play by play, sales? Because he's been an invaluable member of the Sunbury Broadcasting family for a quarter century. Hard worker, ingrained in the community, great personality, really beloved by a lot of people. And you can just tell by the people that come up to him, talk to him. The work he does on the Bucknell Network with Doug Birdsong on Saturdays, outstanding. The work he's done with Shikellamy Basketball with the Chief, outstanding. And you'll, again, to get to hear him tonight. I think it's his 21st season overall doing Shikellamy football with the coach Dick Court. But Kevin Herr has been with us for 25 years. And I mean 25 great years. Great years. He's made the company and he's made the community better. And he's made all of us that have had the opportunity to work with him better. And you can tell by the quality of the work, such as these plays.
Snaps good. Sets down. The kick is no good. No good. Long has it in the end zone. Long brings it out. It's at the 5. And the Braves have stunned Loyal Sock.
In the backcourt, Kozik with 16. Will the Ironmen decide to take the overtime?
Well, they're going
to
get a shot, but they're not going to be... Oh, there's a layup.
Kozik drives in, lays one off the window. No good. Rebound. Out to Ernie with 5. Ernie sets up. Finds CJ for the win. Good! DJ from the left side fires up the three, and the Braves stun the Ironmen 50-47. They have cleared the Shikellamy bench.
First cut was back to 2015 when the Shikellamy Braves had a great win that evening with the Loyal Sock Lancers, and that Hoops call was back 5 years ago when Shikellamy defeated Danville in a 2013 District 4 semifinal with the Chief.
And again, what's the essence of what radio is? Radio has the ability to connect one-on-one, and you have to be able to separate yourself in radio, and part of the separation means the ability to talk to the people in your backyard. You can run all the homogenized national programming that you want. And by the way, a lot of the national programming is very, very good. But what separates a station is a combination of really great national programming, like Dan Patrick, for example, and also make sure that you have great local programming, what Mark Lawrence does every single day and what Kevin has done for 25 years. The emotion in his voice on both of those big calls tell you, A, what it means. It tells you the kind of professional he is, and it tells you that he is part of the community. He's as excited about those big plays as the people in the community listening are. Kevin Herr is a special, special guy. 25 years with this company, and Sean and I just want to say congratulations on a great career so far, and also what's yet to come, because Kevin is doing great work. So congratulations, Kevin, from us to you on 25 years with Sunbury Broadcasting and, of course, on News Radio 1070 WKOK. More to come on today's show. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Okay. Boy, a lot of reaction to our opening segment. Jamie writes, I don't think I can read that one.
By the way, we've done the math over 20 plus years of calling Shikellamy football and basketball. This number is pretty, it's got to be close to right on the money. 725 games, football and basketball, that Kevin Herr has called on WKOK.
Wow.
Not too shabby.
It would have been 736 if he hadn't skipped out that one.
There is nothing inaccurate with that statement.
Let's see. I have more notes. Roger writes, ooh, I don't think I read that one either. All right, so it was interesting. We actually had a great baseball conversation Wednesday night, and Roger brought this up, and it was about Justin Bour. Now, Bour went on the DL yesterday, but they're facing the Mets, and something that I look at, and I know Roger looks at, is, you know, one of the most important areas in sports that really the analytics guys mess up time and again happen to be matchups. Matchups in any sport are so important. Right? I can sit there and I can look at a tape and I can say, look, if they can get this matchup against this guy, I like it. Right? I thought that in the Penn State Ohio State game a couple of years ago. There was a couple matchups that I sat back and went, I like that. And one of the matchups was Garrett Sickles against Prince the Tackle. I thought, he said, he's going to eat him up. And guess what? After he didn't play the first half, and I know why. It was nothing nefarious, okay? He was late. But he didn't play the first half. And he came in the second half. He sacked him three times. I mean, he blew past that kid like it was nothing. Matchups mean everything. So Roger brought up to me, he says, why would Justin Bour not be in the lineup against Jacob deGrom? He's a .381 career hitter against him. Exactly. Yeah, Kapler said in the postgame, well, we started Santana about defense and this, that, and the other thing. Now, maybe Bour was banged up then, and he gave a protective answer. I don't know. But it didn't make sense what he said. And I related the story to them. And I know I've told the story in the air before, but sometimes there's such a distance between telling the story that you want to remind everybody of it. And it may be minor league baseball, but it relates to the majors. Ollie Marmol, who is now the first base coach for the St. Louis Cardinals, was the manager of the State College Spikes in 2014. They played Tri-City, the Astros affiliate, in the New York Penn League final, and they got to the third and deciding game up in Troy. So we were in the restaurant after game two, and he's thinking about already the wheels are trying to turn as to how he wants to handle the deciding game the next night. And he has four napkins, and he comes over to me, and he places the four napkins down. He says, what do you think of these lineups? You know, and we go like, well, I've been around them for a couple of years, so, you know, so we talk about things. And I said, Ollie, I said, they're all fine. I said, but this one over here, number four? He says, yeah. I said, that's your best offensive lineup. And he says, exactly. He said, Tony La Russa taught everybody in the Cardinals organization that when you got to the biggest game, you always played your best offensive lineup. Always. You can put the defensive guys in later. And that's why when Gabe Kapler made a statement about Justin Bour not going against DeGrom, that's why I related the story. I said, well, that's not how La Russa managed. And explained the La Russa theory through Ollie Marmol as to how they go about the biggest game. Now, let's go back. The Cubs played the Pirates in a playoff game in the wild card a couple of years ago. And remember, the Cubs started Kyle Schwarber in that game. And it was like, Kyle Schwarber? He's a defensive liability. He wanted to bat in the lineup. Guess who hit the two-run homer? Okay? Kyle Schwarber did. Schwarber hit the two-run homer. And the Pirates ended up taking one of their better offensive players out of the lineup and starting somebody because they thought he was a better defensive player. Well, guess what? The better defensive player did nothing. And later on, I want to say it was 2015 that this game was played. And, of course, Schwarber hit the home run. I mean, you have to have it pan out for you. But that's usually the way it works. I mean, Schwarber hit a home run, drove in three runs in that game. But I think the guy that started that game for them, I think, was Mike Morris at first base. And you're like, what are you starting him for? That made no sense. He's a better defensive player. No.
Psst.
seven new Fords every day. Sunbury Motors needs to average seven new Fords sold per day until the end of August. So you win with these discounts. Save up to a whopping $16,200 on the area's largest selection of new 2018 Ford trucks. Choose from over 80 trucks with new 2018 Ford F-150s slash to as low as $25,995. Pick from 56 2018 Ford Escapes priced as low as $18,820. And there's 0% financing for up to 72 months, plus discounts as high as $5,000 on many new Fords. SMCS 21 2018 Ford Focuses starting at $14,925. SMC is where you want to be in August for the largest selection and massive discounts on new Fords. Sunbury Motors Ford in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. Proudly serving the Susquehanna Valley and all of Central VA for over a century. Hurry in. SMC will do whatever it takes to sell seven new Fords per day till the end of August.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, I freely admit I'm almost out of the barrels. He stepped up big.
Yeah, but they lasted longer than I thought. I figured you would have crushed them all by yesterday.
Well, I'm not going to get into my schedule the last few days. Okay. It's a little bit
frantic.
I'm taking care of them one at a time. Okay, but it is what it is. Okay,
that's right. We're getting into that. Hey, we're getting into that time of year.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
No complaints on my part.
No way.
Zero.
That's the last thing you do.
Zero. But you do have to take care of things one at a time. I did, you know, because part of it's the TV show, too. For example, I was at the Natatorium this morning interviewing Allie McHugh. And, of course, we had Rowdy Gaines on the show talking about Allie McHugh. In fact, that interview is going to be a part of the piece we're putting together. But, you know, I mean, so you're doing more than just, hey, he does the show in some games. Okay, great. No, I don't think so.
So when you spoke with Allie this morning, when you told her that you spoke with Rowdy Gaines, what, their eyes light right up?
She loved it.
I bet.
She loved it. She thought it was great. And what I did was, remember the last question I asked Rowdy Gaines?
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'm going to be sitting down with Allie. I said, if you were to sit in my chair, what would be the question you would ask? And he said it was the one about when you got up on the block and you looked to your left and looked to your right, what did you think? So that was the last question I asked her, and I told her that was from him. She gave a really great answer. She gave a great answer. All right. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet. Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Now, I could tell in talking to Corey that evidently a few of you out there have mentioned that we sent you over there. Much appreciated. Well, it's a great reason to go over there. Look at the weather this weekend. The weather. Perfect. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Now, maybe there are some people in your crowd may not be beer drinkers, or they prefer something else a little different. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks. They have plenty of snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar, second to none. Led by the barrels and the dills. And yes, I have been replenished. Replenished. With barrels.
Bob Uner took home the old bays.
I know he did.
Yeah.
As soon as Buhner tried that, you could tell right away, Bob was like, whoa. And I told him, I said, Dick Girardi, I think Dick puts old bay on everything. All right, cereal, old bay. All right. That's like, okay. Ice cream sundae, old bay. All right.
Up those Cheerios, they taste different.
Old Bay. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. We're in the Sunbury Motors Studio, Sunbury Motors 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Key, Routes 11 to 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Had a great talk with Tom Mertz the other day. We talked a lot of football. really, really good. Enjoyed that a lot. We had a great time. And it was great that they did the toast to Kevin on Wednesday night as well for his 25 years. That was really cool. Now, of course, they did it when I was wasn't there, which I suppose made it a more enjoyable experience.
No. It was very impromptu. We did not expect it at all. But the funny part is the Urban Meyer press conference was going on about that time on Wednesday night.
Yeah.
That was...
Yeah, you know, we haven't talked about that yet because we didn't have the show yesterday. Now, we're going to talk with a writer from the Columbus Dispatch, Tim May, in the next half hour. But our tribute to Kevin, well, we couldn't read Jamie's or Rogers. Oh, here's Mark Lawrence. Oh, I can't read that one either. All right. So,
batting 1,000 so far.
It didn't go as well with the internal people as I thought it would. Didn't go as well with the people who seemed to know him as well as... I'm sure deep down he was touched. Did he turn his nameplate around?
Actually, last night when I left before I locked up, it was still flipped.
Was it really?
Because
I flipped it on Wednesday.
It was still flipped last night at 6 o'clock. Been so busy, you didn't even catch it.
Oh, my goodness. I've got a million things to do. I'm active. All right. So, well, they've got the opener with Danville tonight. So, he and the coach, that'll be great. And, of course, Sealands Grove and Lewisburg finally playing the regular season game and not just scrimmaging each other. Pat and Zach are together.
Yeah, and Ryan, by the way, Ryan Brandt too. Yeah, it's great. You had a chance to finally meet Zach Showers on Wednesday night at the party as well. Zach was telling us this will be the first time that the Seals and Lewisburg will play a regular season game in about 25 years.
Wow,
great kickoff.
It was nice though because Zach brought his wife with him.
Wonderful to see her too.
And I was telling them what they've done, adopting a child, little Trey.
Neither of them looked all that sleep deprived.
No,
looked good.
They look proud, and Trey is a lucky young man. Okay, lucky. And the Lewisburg broadcast is going to be on the Valley 100.9. Now, the Valley 100.9 will have the Steelers and Titans tomorrow night. Now, that will be significant because my son-in-law, Mike, is taking his son, my grandson, Colin, to his first ever NFL game.
Love it.
Okay? Now, Colin loves football. Now, he's gone to Penn State games. He loves football. Right? And when he was little, you know, 2, 3, 4 years old, whatever, he's 7 now. Whenever they would drive past Beaver Stadium, he would call it, is that Grandpa's Stadium? Guys, true story.
That is precious. That is so cool.
Is that Grandpa's Stadium?
Yes.
Right. Now, he loves drawing football helmets. So I bought him a poster with all the NFL helmets on him that he has up in his room. Well, there's one team in particular he really seems to latch on to and really likes. And it's the Tennessee Titans.
Must be the way the T is on the helmet or something. The way it looks.
Yeah, but you know, but he's got a Marcus Mariota jersey now and the whole thing. Okay, and so they're going to go to the Titans Steelers game tomorrow night. And Mike says to me, he says, "Geez, Steve, what do you think?" He says, "He wants to wear his jersey." I said, "Mike, he's 7 years old. For goodness sakes," I said, "let him wear his jersey." I said, "What do you think? Is a bunch of thugs that are going to surround a 7-year-old?" I said, "Come on.
All good."
I said, "Just let him go and have a good time."
Absolutely.
Be perfectly fine. You know?
If it was a Browns, Bengals, or a Ravens jersey, I'd be kind of concerned, but he's fine. He'll be fine.
Mike, it's a preseason game.
And it's a preseason game.
Right. So I said, just go and have a good time. I just think it's so neat Mike wants to take him. I mean, that's great.
Yeah, get some pictures with the field behind them.
Yeah.
You know, with the, you know, with the, you know, as you're walking up the steps, you know, between the stadium and the river, you know, you get the stadium behind you. Those are instant memory photos you'd love to look at for generations. So.
Yeah, I mean, no question. I said, you know, the irony, Mike, is I said, you're going to be there Saturday night. I said, I'm going to be down there on Sunday. I mean, yes, death match.
Yes.
2018.
Back on the links. Here we go. Okay, so it's you and Hammer versus Mole Man, and who this year?
Mike McGinley.
Okay.
Yeah. Wagner, the normal gun for hire, couldn't make it this year.
Okay. So his game compared to Wagner's and compared to Mole Man is top notch.
Look,
scouting report.
We think we have, if we play our game, an advantage. Now, I did get called by Jack yesterday, where he says, we need to talk.
Ooh.
I said, okay. And, of course, it was about Urban Meyer. Okay. But at the end, he says, I'm going to go out and hit some balls. What are you going to do? I said, I'm going to go hit some balls, too. He goes, that's great. That's great, great, great. Yeah, okay. Yeah, he says nothing extensive. He says, just... You know, he says, just enough just to stay loose. I said, okay, yeah. It's still the but I'm competitive too, so it's not like I'm not competitive. I am, believe me. What we do is there. You know, we play who wins the front, who wins the back, who wins the overall. Okay.
If I don't believe you, and if any of our listeners don't, we can get full confirmation at 4:35 from the King in Connecticut. So.
Yeah, I'm competitive. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that there's no doubt about that. But so this is so we have a blast with this. But when we're playing, we're like, okay. What about this? Okay.
The Duquesne duel at 20 paces.
It's like, okay. And then we have to speak at the Duquesne Club on Monday at for lunch. There's no greater thrill than standing up at the Duquesne Club.
I know you're going with this.
Glancing around the room before you speak. And realizing in your own mind you are the single poorest person in the room.
But you're filled with complete contentment and satisfaction for being there.
No. You have... Then it strikes you that, yeah, I'm the poorest person here, yet all these people want to hear what I have to say. So how do I start talking? I'm thinking to myself, I think I'm in Bizarro World. I want to hear what you think and what you have to say and how you got here. It doesn't matter how I did.
The 15 minutes of fame I get to experience every year in late August.
But if you want to know what I think... What the heck? I'll tell you. I doubt I'm enriching any lives, but what the heck? I mean, on the pay scale, I mean, you know, I'm there with the wait staff. I mean, we're like, okay, great. So obviously, let's get. I got to get to Urban Meyer because we have not talked about it in the show yet. We have not talked about it. And look, did he break any laws? No. Did he violate Title IX? No. Did he, were things seemingly reported? Yeah. Okay. Yet the more you read the report, the more the report brought out exponentially more questions than answers. I think that's the fair thing. I thought the report actually brought more questions than answers. Because there are areas in this report where you sit back and you look at it and say, wait a minute, what about this part? The report goes out of its way to point out that in 2015, Zach Smith is not arrested, even though Brett McMurphy did get the original report with the box checked arrested. The subsequent one, as we all know, the box is not checked. So the report takes that as a fact and says he's not arrested. So, in other words, that takes it off the table to them. The 2000, I don't know what year it was. Now, these are all starting to run together. There's seven different incidents on there. Seven. All right. This guy, according to this report, when you read it, lived an absolutely untouchable, entitled life where he got threatened to be fired every time and was never fired. 2009 in Florida. Okay, then it's obvious that Ohio State doesn't vet when he's brought on board in 2012. They don't vet him. Not only they don't vet him, but Urban Meyer, as the supervisor, does not inform the athletic department about the 2009 incident before he's brought on board. In fact, Gene Smith himself, the athletic director, did not learn about the 2009 incident until July of this year. That's no offense. I think that's a wide gap. The part where Urban Meyer tweeted essentially saying, I follow my duties, which gives you the impression that he reported it up the chain in 2015, correct? Is that the impression you've had like I have?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's not how it happened. Okay? Didn't happen that way. He did not report it up the chain. The chain reported it to him. The Powell Police Department called the Title IX coordinator. The Title IX coordinator then told Gene Smith, who then went down to Urban's office and said, hey, you got a problem here. That's how he found out. He didn't find out and then reported up the chain. It came back and was reported to him. Then, of course, there's the what with the female staffer being reassigned. That's Urban's office, man. As the office manager, the supervisor of the office, he has to know she is being transferred. So there's no getting around that. None. Can't get around that at all. Then there's the part about how do you delete all text messages from beyond 1 year? Why does anybody ask that question? That would, you know, again, so I want to point something out. Some of these items that I'm talking about were in the written report that came out after the press conference. So he has not had a chance to be asked this yet. No one has been able to ask these questions because this written report came out after the press conference. So why have your text messages deleted beyond 1 year? Hey, that doesn't come off. That doesn't pass the smell test. And then, of course, there is taking medication with memory lapses. Okay. I'm not going to disparage anybody who has an issue that they have to take care of something like that, but it does then bring into play, okay, now wait a minute. Is he suffering memory lapses from taking medication during games? Again, a legitimate question. If you're suffering memory lapses because of the medication you're taking, is it possible he is also taking medication on game day? Is he? And are memory lapses occurring in games? Again, I'm just asking. I'm not making a commentary. This report, when you read, there's seven different incidents in here. Seven. Okay? Maybe, okay, if you or I do any of them, you there in the car on Route 15, Sean, any one of us does one of those items. One. We're gone. Now, being Earl Bruce's grandson obviously can buy you a little cachet. But maybe it buys you one and maybe a second one. But numbers 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7, you should be in deep trouble and out the door. Going on recruiting trips where you're not recruiting, running the credit card up where it's maxed out, can't use it 3, 4, 5 times, some number like that, the strip club thing, the woman in the office, the stuff being delivered to the office. I mean, on and on and on, where it's just, beyond. And then when it comes time to be asked about Courtney Smith, he says, "I'm sorry, we're in this situation." Now, I do understand that legally, to avoid a lawsuit, I'm sure he was instructed, do not apologize to Courtney Smith. Because then people are going to ask, well, then what are you sorry for? See what I'm going here, the legalese of it? But you can look over and say, I hope Courtney Smith has a great life. You could at least say that. He didn't do it. He gave one the impression he didn't want to be there. He gave one the impression that he should not be suspended. He gave one the impression he was angry he was there. But when you read that report, that is one convoluted roadmap to get to the conclusion they came to. And I don't know what the right conclusion is. I don't. But when you read the report, you sit there and say, okay, this is even crazier than we thought it was. How about that? It's even crazier than we thought it was. Again, one guy, one supervisor, same pairing all the way through. One continues on his path in the profession because every time he turns around and does something that is so utterly beyond the pale that any one of us would be canned for, he keeps on going. And even in the year where he was struggling with a divorce, which we understand, and kept getting warned about being late for meetings and missing trips and things like that, recruiting trips, he got his smallest raise ever, 3%. But repeating again, he got a raise. A raise. You got a raise. They were saying it's only 3%. I said, yeah, he got a raise. Really? Let me point something out to you as somebody who watches a lot of football and watches a lot of tape. Ohio State, over the last 6 years, has not exactly been the cradle of wide receivers.